shadow filled up with doubt. I don't know who you think you are, but before the night is through, I wanna do bad things with you. I'm the kind to sit up in his room, heart sick and eyes filled up with blue. I don't know what you've done to me, but I know this much is true. I wanna do bad things with you.
Hello, welcome to True Blood Sunday. It is January the 18th, 2009, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. We are on Blog Talk Radio, Vamp Radio. This is Gina, and my co-host today is Jeff.
Hey.
Amy is with us today. She's our silent Bob today. She's going to be on the phone, but she's going to be operating our switchboard for us today. And we are very, very excited to have a special guest today.
Yes, we are excited. Our guest today has had a long list of television credits, guest starring roles for shows such as ER, Boston Legal, and CSI, before he landed a regular role on Alan Ball's HBO series, True Blood. Please help us welcome Michael Raymond James, who played Renee Lanier. I don't know if I said that right, but on True Blood. Welcome, Michael.
Thank you.
Welcome.
What a great song that is, man, that intro that from the show. Isn't it great?
Isn't that awesome? I love that song. I have several friends who have that as their ringtone now, because it's such a naughty song. You know,
I want to do bad things. What's that?
I have the same ringtone, Gene. I had no idea you had it.
Yeah. It's so naughty. It's just fun, you know. Well, Michael, thank you so much for joining us today. We really, really appreciate you being here and taking the time to hang out with us here on Vamp Radio on the True Blood Show.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Okay, cool. We have guests coming in. They're saying hi. We have a chat room open, so people will feedback on what we're saying on the radio.
Okay.
And so you just you recently attended the Golden Globes last week, right?
Yeah, well, I didn't go to the ceremony itself. I just went to the parties.
You just went to the parties?
Yeah.
My kind of guy.
It's hard to sit still that long, you know, so.
Yeah, yeah. Have you ever been to any ceremonies?
I'm sorry, have I been to where?
Have you ever been to any of the ceremonies?
No, uh-uh.
No?
No, it's not, you know, I mean, I never have. I guess not for any particular reason. I just, but I show up and drink the free booze afterwards, so.
Sounds like a plan to me.
Yeah.
Free booze is for me. So, the show was nominated for a Golden Globe Best TV Series Drama. That must have been really exciting.
It was exciting, absolutely, yeah, to be a part of something like that. You know, it's sort of strange. I mean, you never think about those kind of things when you're working on the show. You just want to do as good a job as you can. So when these things happen, it's always sort of a surprise, at least to somebody like me. You know, it's just sort of foreign to imagine things like that, it getting recognized and it being as successful as it was. You know, I have no sense of any of that when you're working on it, but it's cool. It's an honor, certainly, to be recognized.
Yeah. Did you guys think that it was going to be this big and this popular when you started filming it, as a kind of a small show on HBO? Did you guys really envision that it was going to be this big?
Well, I can't speak for everybody, but certainly for my part, I had no idea. I don't know what's going to be good and what's not going to be good. I try not to think about that kind of thing. I think that if you focus on stuff like that, that can sort of have an effect on, you know, the work that you're doing, and that and not in a good way. So I think the best thing to do is just make sure you know your lines and where it is you're going to and where you're coming from, and just go out there and, you know, punch in the clock and go to work and then go home afterwards.
That's a good philosophy, I think. Yeah, you know, make it the best show that it can possibly be no matter what, and it's going to be successful, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You just try to do the best job that you can do, and the rest, you know, none of that's up to any of us, so.
That's right. That's cool.
Well, we have some people that have sent us some email questions, and we have some callers later on that will be taking callers.
Okay.
But in the meantime, Dean and I, we did some research.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Just a little.
Don't worry. It's not too bad. So we have some questions for you, if it's okay. We'll just jump right into that. Okay. Well, first I wanted to ask you, your last name is hyphenated?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a hyphenated last name, too, from birth. And, you know, everybody always asks me if I'm married, but it always interests me how people get their hyphenated name. Is there a story behind it?
If there is, I'm not aware of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has it been from birth, or did you change it because there was a equity issue? Or?
No, actually, that's not true. I am aware of it. It's a stage name, and I put it together with a hyphen because my middle name is actually Raymond Joseph with a hyphen, and
right.
I like the hyphenated, you know, sort of look.
Yeah.
It's other than that, it doesn't have any real meaning. How do I get into this?
I just thought it would be an interesting story.
I know. Boy, we've really opened Pandora's box right off the bat here.
Leave it to me to, you know, pin it down.
I still think it's an interesting story. I have a stage name as well. So I have a stage name as well. So even stage names have stories.
when I first joined SAG, I was just going to go in as Michael Raymond, and that had already been taken. So I had to go back to the drawing board. I called my mom and my sisters, my father, you know, sort of who's got ideas,
them, huh?
You know, and everybody sent, you know, all my people sent in, you know, suggestions and things like that. But then push came to shove. I had to pick one because I had to go do a job, and I was happened to be reading Dubliners by James Joyce at the time. And I just told my manager, like, let's go with Michael Raymond James with a hyphen. Bam. That's what happened.
It's catchy. It's good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. But that happens a lot, too. A lot of people have had to do that to change their names because their name would be taken when they go for a card.
Yeah, you know, like, for me, I'm kind of a shy person, kind of a private person, and, you know, I have... You know, with the internet and things like that, so many things are available to whoever wants to take the time to look certain things up. And I just did it as a way to sort of insulate myself from some of these things. And I have family still in the Detroit area, and you know, I just felt it was best if you know, I could have this life and then another life. You know what I mean?
Right. Exactly. We keep it separate.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. That's the reason why I have a stage name, too.
There you go.
For exactly that reason, because my life here is separate from my life there.
That's
so,
right.
You know, yeah, it works. Well, with you saying something about privacy, I'm not sure if I should ask my question, but I'm going to anyway. And feel free to say you don't want to say anything about it, because that would be totally okay. When I was doing a little bit of research, because I'm a tattoo person myself, I understood, I found out that you have a tattoo. And I just wanted to know if you wanted to, if you would be interested, if you would mind telling us anything about it, and if it has any specific meaning to you.
Yeah, it certainly does. I have the word Ohana tattooed on my heart, which is Hawaiian for family, obviously. And and the Hawaiian definition of family is not limited to just your kinfolk. It also encompasses close family and friends, and that's just sort of a philosophy that is very dear to me. But it's something that my two sisters and I all got together. They got it on different parts of themselves, and we all got it on August 8th, 08, and the Hawaiian area code is obviously 808, so there was sort of a meaning behind that. And, you know, I have two part Hawaiian godchildren, and You know, I go out to the islands fairly often, not too much, but you know, I have Ohana over there as well, and so it was very meaningful to me, and you know, obviously I chose a spot on my body where it would sort of emphasize that.
Well, that's really cool. Thank you. Yeah, I have my tattoo means something to me too. So, you know, I'm always asking people if when they have a tattoo, what it means to them. You know, if it was something that they just decided to do, or if it had some deeper meaning. So that's always cool to me to find out. You know, if people have a deeper meaning to the reason why they put art, you know, on their body. So
yeah,
thank
I would
you.
Hope so, because it doesn't wash off with soap. You
that's
know what I mean?
Right. Mine will never come off. That is so true.
So, go ahead. What are you going to say?
Oh, I was just going to say, I was just going to start jumping into some of our other questions. Did you have anything else before that?
No.
Okay, well, cool. Well, my first question, I guess, would be, how did you get involved in acting?
How did I get involved in acting? I'm not from a place where it's really considered an option, you know, growing up in the Detroit area. No one ever says, well, you know, we should become actors. It's very foreign, you know, where everybody goes to work for the big three or in some capacity. And, but that sort of life just never fit with me, you know. I knew I wasn't going to be able to do that. And so, I went to school for a year after high school, and, you hated it. It just, you know, I wasn't cut out for it. And I remember walking down a street in East Lansing, and there was a flyer up for a student film. And I'd always been attracted to movies, and I, you know, my mother says, you know, even as a child, whenever we would play football, I have to run home and put on all my football gear. And then, like, we decided to play Cowboys and Indians after that. Wardrobe change, you know. So I've always taken that sort of thing seriously, I guess. And I thought it'd be interesting. But chances are, I was really drunk at the time too. And but I went and I auditioned for this student film, and I got a part in it. And for the first time, it was just sort of, you know, like your first breath of air after being underwater too long, you know. And and after that, I decided that, you know, this is something that I wanted to pursue. And I got involved in things, you know, anything I could in that area for the time being. And then I did some research and decided to move to New York to study. And I went out there and interviewed and auditioned for the Lee Strasberg Theater Institute, was accepted. Because I wanted to study with a particular teacher there, and I was able to do that with him for 2 years. And then I just sort of, you know, just like Robert Johnson, I sold my soul on the crossroads, you know, for to be able to do this thing.
Actually, that was going to be my next question. It was about the Lee Strasberg Institute in New York City. Can you tell us a little bit more about that? You know, how did you get? Did you have to apply to get in? Did you just go?
Yeah, I had to apply. I had to apply, and then I had to, you know, go there for an interview, you know, and they interviewed me, and, you know, it worked out. I had mentioned the name of the teacher that I wanted to study with at the time, and the administrator said that this guy would probably be a really good fit for you. He's you know, just as intense and crazy as you are, so I'm sure you guys will hit it off, and we certainly did. In fact, I still keep in contact with... His name is George Lawrence, and I keep in contact with him even now. In fact, I was in New York shooting another pilot for HBO in September, and it was great because I was able to catch up with him. We did dinner and things like that a few times, and we still keep in contact about the craft and about the work and about, you know, I have questions business aspect-wise, you know, that I'd like to hear from an actor's standpoint, and so I can always call him and get his take on things, and it's been really helpful.
Is there a specific technique you like to use? Is it mainly just method, or do you use, you know, Meisner and all those other techniques?
Well, you know, I mean, there is no method. There is no the method. It becomes your method.
Right.
You know, and so, you know, I've studied a lot of different techniques within the method, you know, Strasberg, Adler's take, and Meisner as well. And it's sort of the best way to explain it, I think, is, you know, Little League baseball players are all taught to bat the same way, you know, bend at the knees and their elbow up and choke up on the bat, swing at the pitch. But the guys in the major leagues, none of them bat the same way. And the reason is because they've, through repetition, doing it over and over and over again, they found what works for them, what makes them comfortable, where they're, you know, what things within that technique they can apply, you know, for them personally to, you know, to hit the ball as best as they can. And it's very similar with acting. So, you know, I have, you know, techniques from here that work, techniques from there that work, and it becomes my method. You know, it's just, it's the way that I work, and it varies from person to person.
Okay, cool. So you've done a lot of stage, well, you've done some stage performances for. How does it compare to film? And which one do you prefer to do, live performance, or do you prefer to do TV film?
Well, I mean, I love the theater, and there's nothing like feeding off the energy from a live audience. Yeah, I imagine it's similar to a rock band, you know, going and doing a concert versus doing a studio album, you know what I mean, in the recording studio, where they can do take after take after take versus we got to vibe off the audience and let them have it. I don't know that I prefer one or the other. I like them both for different reasons. You can certainly reach a much bigger audience in television and film when you're telling stories, but there isn't anything like, you know, going on stage and starting the story at the beginning and ending at the end and going
right
through a journey with a room full of people, you know.
Especially with the audience feedback, too. You have instant gratification.
Yeah,
with
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You can know if you're doing well, if it's being taken the right way or not.
Yeah. Sort of like doing live radio.
Right. Exactly.
Yes, exactly. All right. Well, I have a question for you. You've been in several TV roles, and with my research, it seemed like they were all dramas. I wanted to ask, do you feel more drawn toward drama roles, or would comedy roles ever interest you?
Certainly comedy roles interest me. I'm not sure anybody finds me funny. But, no, you know, it would have to be, you know, a certain type of comedy, I think. You know, I don't feel I'm cut out for the sitcom world, sort of set up joke formula. But, no, I'm certainly drawn to, you know, all different types of comedy. It so happens I haven't done much of it as of yet, but that doesn't mean that I'm not interested in it or that I wouldn't, you know, participate in something that I felt was a story that I wanted to tell, and it just happened to be funny.
Okay, cool.
I have a question, but it's similar. You know, you've done a few movies and TV and stage.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like, which do you prefer the most? Do you like the live performance of TV or the film production better? Because TV and film are still even different between those two genres.
Yeah, they certainly are. No, I like to work. I love to work.
That's a good answer.
That's,
yeah.
You know, I just feel I constantly need to be working on something. When things aren't coming in, when I'm not working on anything, you know, me and my buddies will just get weird and put on a play in my living room or, you know, things like that. No, it's just, you know, when you first come out to Los Angeles, there's a lot more, you know, roles being cast in television. It's just, you know, it's just a supply and demand sort of a thing. And, you know, so I if I respond to something, you know, I'll jump at it, be it in television or film. You know, I like working in both of them. I certainly, working on True Blood was one of the best jobs I've ever had. You know, it's not often, you know, you get a chance to play a Cajun and sort of, you know, explore that for a while.
Right.
you know, so I don't have a preference one way or the other. I certainly would like to pursue some more roles in films at this point, but that isn't to say that, you know, I wouldn't take a guest star that, you know, was a story I wanted to be involved with or something I hadn't done before, just because I love what I do, you know, and I have to do it. Otherwise, I feel I start to get a little weird, you know.
Right. Well, speaking of working, are you working on anything currently, and can you tell us anything about them? Anything upcoming or...
Yeah, I just finished a guest star on ER not that long ago, and I actually had to play guitar and sing in the episode, and then record a song in a recording studio that's going to play during the episode as well, which was a real trip because I'm not a musician, although I can mess around and make noise. And then I just finished shooting a guest star on an episode of Cold Case, where I get to play a motorcycle gang leader from the 70s, which was pretty crazy. I got to wear a wig and some leather chaps, and that was fun.
That sounds like fun. I love the 70s. That was cool.
Yeah, man. I was only there for 3 years of them or so, but I have fond memories of that time in my life.
Yeah, I was very little.
Yeah.
I was very little. I'm not going to tell you how old I am. I was very little in the 70s, though. So, all right, well, we have some fan questions that some fans sent in to us, so I'll just ask some of those, and those fans will be listening, or either they'll download and listen to it later. One fan asked, fill us in on what production is like for the series True Blood.
What production is like? Well, you know what, I tell you, it was one of the best things about working on True Blood is how close the cast and the crew came working with each other for so long. I mean, it was a lot like in Ohana, you know. We were all very close. We would go, when we had time off, we'd hang out together, go out to dinner together, get weird together. And it was really, you know, in this business, things change so quickly and people move around so quickly that oftentimes you don't have an opportunity to get close to people that you work with, or if you do, it's just for such a short period of time, you know, you keep it moving. But with True Blood, the cast and the crew really had kind of a special relationship, and it was unique, and we all tried to work harder for each other, you know what I mean? So it was really a unique experience. It was a lot of fun.
Very cool. And Dina, you had a specific question on Michael's character, didn't you?
I did. This was my baby. This was my question that I called my baby when I was doing this whole thing. on True Blood, you played a villain, which is very dear to my heart. I love villains for some reason. Though it was very unclear at the beginning that you were the villain, how did you plan out and play that transition in the show from the beginning to the end of the series, of the episodes that you were in?
Well, that's a great question. It wouldn't have served the story very well if right off the bat everybody knew I was the bad guy. And,
right.
I knew the direction that the character was going to go, and I knew the arc that I wanted to take with it. Even though I didn't have all the scripts right up front, you know. But I knew where I was heading, you know, as soon as I got the job. And so, you know, you want to play it to where, you know, people don't necessarily think you're evil, but you want to be able to foreshadow some things in the beginning that, as Alan Ball would say to me when we were working, that, you know, people will be able to go back and watch the DVDs and sort of pick up on some of these things that they're just going to miss the first time through. So hopefully we're able to do that. I mean, that was certainly the idea, is to, you know, sort of play it as written, yet have some foreshadowing for what was to come later on.
Cool. Yeah, because honestly, when the series first started, I had not read the book yet.
Okay.
So I didn't know that you were the villain, but I read the book between the first and second episode, so I knew you were the villain after that, and you played it so well that if I hadn't read the book, I would never have known. There were just these little subtle clues here and there, and it was awesome. It really was.
Well, thank you very much. You're sweet.
So do we want to see if we can open up the call lines for callers?
Yeah, we've got some calls, and we've got some still got a few questions that the fans have sent in. So let's see about what kind of callers we have right now.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Michael, that's cool, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Let's see what we got. Amy's got to tell us who's lined up here.
All right. While Amy's lining that up, I'll ask one more fan question. You got it? You ready? Okay.
Yeah, I'm ready. Ashley, you're on the air.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi. I had a comment and then a question. I'm from Louisiana, which obviously is where True Blood is set.
Right on.
Shreveport, actually, where they set Fantasia. And I got so excited when I found out you were going to be on, because I knew that the accent that you did for the show was fake, but, and I'm completely serious, that was one of the best Cajun accents I've ever heard.
Thank you, Ashley. I appreciate it.
If I wouldn't have known ahead of time that it was fake, I would have had no idea.
Oh, thank you.
And, the question I had is I wanted to ask you what you did to, you know, prepare for doing the accent and such.
Yeah, well, you know, you're from Shreveport?
Yeah.
I don't know if you're, if you know, if you've heard of a town called Mermentall. Do you know where that is?
I don't think so.
It's down south by Bayou Catarchy and Estherwood. It's in Acadia Parish. When I first got the job, you know, it was a Cajun accent, Cajun dialect required, and you know, when I first heard of it, I didn't know what that was really, and so I talked to my managers and told them that I wanted to hire a dialect coach to work with me, and so they had a few ideas about some people, but I didn't want anybody from Harvard or you know some East Coast academic who could, you know, read a book and make the diphthong changes and the vowel sounds and all that. You know, I wanted somebody that had gumbo in their DNA, and so I did some research on my own and found this guy named Errol Guidry from Mermentall who lives out here. He works as an actor and as a dialect coach, and I found out he was Michael Jeter's coach for the Cajun dialect in the movie The Green Mile, and so I had him over to my house for a meeting, and we really hit it off and became, you know, close friends after having worked together. But so I hired him, and you know, every time a script would come out, he was always my first call, and we would get together and chop it up and work on it, and then, you know, I'd try it out at various places around Los Angeles and make sure it was sounding okay. But it was real important to me to make that sort of as correct as I could make it. You know, there's not a lot of Cajuns portrayed, and the last thing I wanted was a bunch of Thibodeaux calling up and saying that guy doesn't sound like a Cajun. You know, so I wanted to err on the side of authenticity, even though I knew going in that it was fake for Renee. Because I figured, you know, this is a guy who, you know, completely transformed his personality. So he would probably have put in as big an effort as I did, if not more so. So I wanted to err on the side of authenticity and make it as legitimate as I could, you know, even knowing that at some point it's going to be revealed that it was fake. But thank you very much for, saying it. It sounded good because, that was certainly something I was hoping for.
Oh, well, you're welcome, because it was amazing. That was the one thing I was really happy about. Because most, a lot of movies, when they do it, they give, no offense to anyone, they give horrible accents.
Well, thanks, Ashley. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And Ashley's one of is our host for Vamp Radio on another show that we're doing.
All right.
Several of them, actually. So he was the first one. He says, I got dibs on that question.
Yes, yeah, she did. She said, you can't ask my question.
Thanks for calling in, Ashley.
All right, thanks, guys.
Okay, now we have Angela.
Hello?
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 Hey, Angela.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I just wanted to call in to tell you that I'm a huge fan.
Oh, thank you.
And that I was so sad to find out that you would be leaving True Blood, because I absolutely loved your character.
Oh, thank you very much.
I wanted to know, out of all of the, because you've been on quite a few TV series.
Mm-hmm.
Out of all of them, what was your most favorite, I guess?
My most favorite? My most favorite is probably, you know, whatever I'm currently working on. but, you know, True Blood was certainly one of my favorites. You know, the opportunity to do something so different you know, as unique as playing a Cajun on a vampire show was certainly a treat. And, you know, so I would probably say True Blood was my favorite. And working for HBO as an actor is you know, you get a lot more freedom to do things. So so that was a real treat as well.
Okay, that was basically my main question. I wanted to let you know that you have a lot of fans out there, and but I don't know. I'm nervous again, guys.
I'm nervous. I'm pacing.
You're pacing.
We always find it very amusing when you know, people who are guests of our show are nervous to talk to us, because we're usually nervous to talk to you.
Girls.
Thank you, Angela.
Together.
No problem.
Thanks,
thank you, ladies. Thank you, Michael.
Thanks, Angela.
Okay, let's see. Elizabeth?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yep. Hey, Elizabeth.
Hey, how's it going?
How's it going?
Hey,
what?
I said Michael is on the phone with us. Did you have a
question? Hi, Michael.
Hi, Elizabeth.
I don't have a question. I just want to say I loved you in True Blood. I thought you were excellent as Renee. I have no idea what a Cajun accent sounds like, but it sounded, you know, great.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I hadn't read the books before I saw the show, so again, like Gina, I had no idea that Renee was the bad guy, and when I read it in the book, I was, like, shocked, and it was just amazing portrayal, and
well,
it was just, I'm in awe.
Thank you very much. I don't know if you're, you know, obviously this is radio, so you guys can't tell, but I'm blushing, so thank
you're
you
You're blushing.
Much. Appreciate it.
Well, I have to tell you, when I read it, In the book, I said, no way. Actually, there was another word in between no and way, but I won't repeat it on the radio. I have a little bit of a potty mouth, so.
Me too.
Yeah. So, but I was like, not Renee. So that was very cool.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling in, Elizabeth.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thanks, Elizabeth.
Okay, see ya.
Bye.
Bye.
I have a question for you guys.
Sure.
Did you guys go get a bunch of my mom's friends to call in today?
No, why are they all the same names?
No, I'm just wondering.
No, these are fans of our show.
No, well, everybody's been very sweet. I'm just surprised.
We'll expect the check next week, though.
Yeah.
Angela actually had another question. But
okay.
Her son was screaming, so Angela, if you're listening, call back in and ask your other question.
Yes.
So, Ashley, or?
This is the 908.
Do you have more questions? I don't know. Let's pick them up and find out. They were on there for a while. Let's find out. 908, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Bella.
Hey, Bella. What's up?
Nothing. I heard that Michael was going to be on the air.
Yeah,
yeah,
hey.
He's on the phone with us.
Is it Bella?
Yeah.
Hi, Bella.
Hi, I'm excited to be talking with you. I just loved your character, but I was sad to say that you were the killer. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I liked your character as Renee. It was very witty. It was very nice.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Besides, you know, other than the mass murder side of things. Right. Right.
You guys so much in the show. You guys have made such a great show to watch. It's so humorous and witty, and I just love it.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks for coming, Bella.
What?
Yeah, thanks, Bella. Oh, do you have another question?
Yeah, go ahead, babe.
What was your favorite part of playing on True Blood?
What was my favorite part about playing on True Blood?
Yeah.
You know, just being able to go to work every day with a bunch of friends of mine that I really like and enjoyed, and having these scripts come out, you know, from Alan Ball and his staff of writers, and being able to go do something that I absolutely love and with a group of people that I care about that's probably the best thing about working on True Blood.
I have to ask you a question. I'm sorry, like, I'm asking so many questions. I'm just, like, excited.
That's okay.
No, it's fine.
I want to consider doing acting. Do you have any advice?
Do I have any advice? Absolutely. You know, make sure it's something that, you know, that you have a need to do and not something that you just want to do. Because if it's a need, then you'll do it. You know, if you have a need to tell stories, you know, you'll do it. And it may take 2 years, it may take 20 years, but if you have a need to do it, you'll do it. And then I would say study. You know, I'd rather be doing community theater in Saskatchewan than doing anything else. If I were you, I'd ask yourself that question, then I would go find a place that, you know, that you can study at, that you respond to, and go get them, man. You'll get there.
All right, thank you.
You bet.
I actually have to go, but I wanted to just say hi because I knew you were coming on the air.
Thank you.
Well,
thanks for calling, honey.
Thanks for calling, Bella. Good luck.
All right, thank you. Bye.
I had a teacher one time because I studied acting also, and so I think Gina did too.
Yeah.
And I think both of us kind of changed our minds at one point. Well, I don't know about Dina, but I did. I kind of changed my priorities. But I had a teacher that used to say to us, if you want to be an actor, you're insane. You know, if you could see yourself doing anything else in this world, do it. You know, because it's a hard job. It's a hard job, and you have to take rejection after rejection after rejection. And, it's only the people that cannot live without doing it that are really going to make it.
I think that there's a lot of truth to that, you know.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but we used to look at him like, you're crazy, we'll do it, we'll make it. And then, you know, you get older and you're like, you know, I kind of want a family. I kind of don't want to work all the time. And I want
right.
my family and holidays. Yeah.
That's
hard for you.
That was my decision. That's what I did. I said, you know what? I think I'm going to put this on hold, and I'm going to do something else with my life, and then I'll come back to this later.
Well, you guys have all done well for yourself, though, yep.
Well, we're trying.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we're trying.
All right, Amy, do we have another caller, yeah?
Yes, we have Ashley from London, if I can get to her. Ashley?
Hi, guys.
Hey
Ashley. Saw the name. Are you guys saying that I'm crazy for wanting to be an actor? How dare you? No, I'm kidding. You have to be crazy to be an actor. You just have to. We all know I am, so.
Ashley, you're going to have to explain to him why you're from London, but you have a Southern California accent.
Why,
yeah,
why an American accent is coming over from London? I study film here in London.
You what?
I study film.
Oh, yeah. Ashley, you're talking a little fast for us, hon.
I know. I study
slow
film.
Down.
Hello?
Yeah, are you guys listening to me?
Yeah, you're here.
Okay.
You're here. You just talk really fast, sweetie.
I do talk very fast. We all know this.
Because you're nervous?
I'm actually very sad now because I actually unfortunately haven't seen the last 6 episodes, as you all know. So now, Renee, no.
And
True Blood doesn't air here until the next summer. So I feel very bad for all my UK people, because they won't get, you know, the beauty of True Blood for another 5-6 months. So we're all very sad, at least I am, for them.
Well,
I'm
that's
sorry.
Kind of a bummer. I, you know, hopefully it'll be worth the wait.
Hopefully it will.
Yeah.
My question is, I mean, are you due to do any promoing, any, you know, in regards to the show, because obviously the character's not part of the show anymore.
Right.
So are there any promo tours or anything lined up for the rest of the cast for the world expansion like there usually is when a show picked up for international release?
I'm sure there is. Not for me, but, you know, I'm sure if you keep your eyes peeled, you'll find Anna and Steven and Ryan and, you know, the rest of the gang out there, you know, stumping for the show for season 2. And from what I hear from, you know, everybody working on back at set, that it's going to be a great season.
Okay. What was it like? I mean, that the girls and I have talked about this a lot over the last couple of weeks, but the movement with, there's a lot of non-American actors. Obviously, in True Blood, you know, 3 of the main characters are actually not even, you know, American.
Right.
So, I mean, how did that work on the set and, you know, stuff like that? Because obviously I'm presuming they would speak in their native accents and not, you know, their Cajun ones while they're on set.
Yeah, that's true for the most part. How does it work? It worked fine, you know. Everybody's, you know, professional and great people. And so, you know, I think the results, you know, were pretty good. So, you know, it worked fine. But yeah, there was a few different accents flying around, you know, when we were having lunch, which is always, you know, it's fun. You know, you get to take little things from everybody and try them out when you get home. You know, like I'll have lunch with Steve, and I'll go home and say, me bollocks, you know, with all me buddies.
Yeah.
They're a great source of study, just talking to them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Have you ever wanted to do anything behind the camera?
Not necessarily behind the camera. You know, I have directed some small theater things before, and I really enjoy that. But, you know, behind the camera is all very technical, and, you know, I still have a typewriter, you know, so I'm not very good.
Yeah, I get that, trust me.
At all the, you know, computer stuff and lens type stuff, but it's certainly fascinating to watch, but I'll leave that to the people who really know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And just try not to screw up my lines.
Yeah, if you're crazy even after, you're even more crazy to do what I do and try to be a filmmaker.
Well, hey.
And that's both, I would know. So, yeah. Well, ladies, that is all I have to say from London. At some point, I will get actual British people to call in and not my little American self.
Pretty
so you all have a good night. Michael, it was nice talking to you.
It was very nice speaking with you.
Have a good one. Bye.
Take care.
Thanks, Ashley.
No problem.
Ashley calls us every radio show that we have. I think we almost every radio show that we have. We have about 6 different shows.
Can't imagine how big her bill must be.
I think she does voice over internet or something like that.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, she does it over the internet, so that helps.
Yes.
You can do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I should have done that. I don't know if you guys can hear the beeping, but I think the phone's losing the phone juice.
Oh, no. So if we lose you, then we'll know what happened.
Yeah.
Let's get our recording first.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah. So really, all we need you to say, if you want, is just, this is, and your name, and you're listening to Vamp Radio, and you can add whatever else you want to the end.
I can add whatever I want to the end?
Yeah, if you want to throw a cage of that in or something like that.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
If you want to throw a Cajun accent in or something like that.
Okay. All right, let's do it.
All right, we're ready when you are.
You guys give an action? How's this work?
We'll do, how about 1, 2, 3, go.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, go.
This is Michael Raymond James, and you've been listening to Vamp Radio. Miadi, take it easy, shall you?
Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome.
That was awesome. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, guys.
We have a young listener that wants to say hey real quick.
Oh,
sure.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
How young?
Hello?
Ange?
Hi, Michael. It's Angela again. My 3-year-old son is a big fan of True Blood, and
you're
he's
kidding.
Been saying, Michael is here. You want to say hi to Michael? Go ahead, say hi.
Hi, Mom.
Hey, buddy, what's happening?
Oh, tell him, say, what's up?
What's up?
How old are you, man?
Say three.
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 I love True Blood.
Are you blood?
That's awesome.
Say thank you for saying hi to me.
You bet. Thank you for calling, my man.
Say bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'll see you later, brother.
Well, Michael, your phone is cutting out. Your phone's about to cut out, so we don't want to take up.
Okay. You want to go tell Nana?
Okay, she's muted now.
Okay. Your phone's running out of juice, and we don't want to take up all the juice in your phone. So,
I'm not worried about that. I just don't want to insult anybody by, thinking.
Yeah.
You guys thinking I hung up on you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, we won't think that.
Okay. Oh, so, but you were recently in, weren't you recently in a movie with, not recently, but with Amy Adams?
Yeah, I did. This was before she did Junebug, before she was nominated and things like that, but we did a little movie out here in Los Angeles, which is, it's a G-rated musical.
That must have been fun.
It was a little. I didn't know it was G rated until I got there, and I played a piano virtuoso who was a heroin junkie, and who doesn't think heroin when they think of G rated musicals, right?
Right.
So, on one of the first takes I did, I sort of went off the script a little bit and said something that is not allowed in a G rated musical, and then the director told me, and I honestly had no idea that that's what we were going for, so I had to make sure I tampered down the salty language, as it were.
Right. That was Moonlight Serenade, right?
Moonlight Serenade, yeah. And Amy Adams, aside from being a major talent, is a complete sweetheart, and she deserves, all the success that she's had. She's just fantastic.
That's really cool. You've worked with several different people now. You've worked with Anna Paquin and everybody on True Blood. And you've worked with Amy Adams and a lot of people on ER and CSI. But who would you want to work with if you had the chance? Like, who's your dream partner in a scene or in a film?
Marlon Brando. Of course, that's impossible now, but he's certainly up there. But I would say, Daniel Day-Lewis, Gary Oldman, Meryl Streep, Susan Sarandon, Denzel Washington, Sean Penn. How many did you ask for, 3 or 30? I got a bunch, Bob Marley, Bob Dylan, in fact, the name of my firstborn child, which, I haven't had yet or isn't coming at the moment, but I'm going to name him Marley Dillon, boy or girl.
Oh, very cool.
Oh, that's cool.
I like that name.
Yeah, me too.
We approve.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Well,
that.
Hey, going along the same lines of Jess's question, is there a director out there right now that you would just, is your dream to work with any particular director?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, I'd obviously I'd love to work with Martin Scorsese at some point. Look, I want to work with people who, from a director's standpoint, know how to tell a great story and are passionate about doing that, and know how to communicate to actors and get performance, somebody, you know, that you can trust. So, you know, the list, again, is just, you know, it's gigantic. You know, I can't, who was the girl that called in from England?
Ashley.
She, I'd like to work with Ashley someday.
Cool.
That Ashley, you got to make a deal.
Yeah, Ashley,
out.
She's still on listening. She's going, oh, woohoo.
Call my people, Ashley, let's do something.
Well, they had, we had another couple of questions from some of the fans that they had sent them in. One of them was, because I honestly don't know this one myself, did you shoot on location in Louisiana?
We did. I mean, we shot most of the series here in Los Angeles, but we went out to Louisiana three times for, you know, about a period of 2 weeks each time. So we were out there in like 118-degree heat and 1,002% humidity.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, we went out there a couple of times. It was a blast. It was I'd never been to Shreveport before, and so it was an experience. It was a lot of fun going out there, and you can just, I mean, a place like Louisiana is almost like another character in itself. And so when you're able to work in that environment, it really has an effect on you as an actor.
Cool. And another question, that the same fan sent in was, how long does it take to shoot one episode of True Blood?
One episode takes about 10 days, 8 to 10
wow.
days. You know, so about, you know, two weeks, because obviously we don't shoot on Saturday or Sunday, but about 8 to 10 days, and we would finish photography. That doesn't mean the episode is done, because there's all the post-production stuff that they have to, you know, all the button pushers have to get involved with and, you know, make their magic happen. But as far as shooting goes, about 8 to 10 days for every episode.
Okay. And when you were working, how long, how long did you work on? You worked on one episode, and then did you have a break in between, or did you guys, you know, pretty much go right into the filming the next episode while they were doing the post-production on the previous one?
Well, yeah, it was, there would be a little bit of break, not a whole lot, but, you know, enough for me to get together with my dialect coach, obviously, and work things out. But, you know, sometimes we would do table reads of the next episode while we were shooting, you know, the previous episode. And then we would have a couple of days off while they secured locations and, you know, got all the pre-production done for every episode, and you know, cast the guest stars and do the wardrobe and all that other stuff, and so we would have a couple of days off to you know, to sort of get ready, gear up.
Very cool. Hey, I actually have a question regarding that too. Since you were filming on location, did you guys do any work on sound stages, or was it all on location in different...
No, yeah, almost all the stuff that we did here in Los Angeles took place on sound stages. You know, the interiors were all on a sound stage in Hollywood, Merlot's, and Jason's house, and Grand's house, and all that was done on a sound stage here.
But the outside shots and things like that, they were all done on location.
Yeah, they were mainly done on location. A lot of them were done in Louisiana. Some of them were actually done here in Los Angeles. The exterior of Merlot's was on a back lot at Warner Brothers in a place they call the Jungle. And they had, you know, that's where we did the, you know, the engagement party mm-hmm. all that stuff. So.
Well, you actually were pretty lucky because you weren't one of the vans that you didn't have to film all the time at night on the location shot.
Yeah.
That must have been hell on them for working all night.
Well, you know, it's there's a lot worse jobs you can have, you know, and it's you know, your body can adapt to that kind of thing, you know, pretty easily, and at the end of the day, you know, what we're doing, while I take it seriously, and I think everybody takes it seriously that working on the show, you know, there's a lot tougher ways to earn a living, you know.
Yeah. Yes, there is. Well, Michael, you made it all the way through our interview. We have
How about
five
that?
Minutes. Yeah, we have 5 minutes left, and we just want to reiterate thank you for taking the time to spend with us, you know, an entire hour. I know you guys are all busy, and all the fans are saying, you know, thank you in the chat room, and they've really enjoyed this the interview.
Oh, thanks everybody. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Yes, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Sure.
Thank you, Michael.
You bet.
Well, we're going to end our show with some announcements. Right, Tina?
Yep.
Yep. So, Tuesday night, what are you doing Tuesday night?
On Tuesday night, we have our Twilight Hour, and that'll be at 9 o'clock Eastern. And we will be talking about the Cullen Boys this week. We're going to do a character analysis of the Cullen Boys.
Don't you talk about the boys every weekend? Every week?
No. No, this week we're focusing on the Cullen Boys.
Okay, and then Wednesday night is Vamp Radio Band Night. We have Sam Bradley on. For those of you who don't know, Sam Bradley has worked with Robert Pattinson in creating a specific song for the Twilight movie. He's a very talented musician. We're excited to have him on. And then Friday night we have our Moonlight Night, and that is the premiere of the reruns of Moonlight on Sci-Fi. That's
right.
9 p.m. Eastern on Sci-Fi, and then our show starts at 10 p.m. Eastern. So come on, all you people, all you True Blood people, and all you Twilight people who have not seen Moonlight yet, we're itching to talk about the show from a fresh new standpoint. And then Saturday night, we have Bloodbath and Books. That's our show for writers. That is at 9 p.m. Eastern. And then we return again next Sunday with True Blood Sunday. And
yep.
What are we talking about next week, Tina?
Next Sunday for True Blood Sunday, we will be doing, we'll be continuing our series on our character analysis, and we're up to Bill. So we'll be doing our character analysis of Bill this coming week.
Okay, all right. Well, thanks again, Michael. And
you bet. You guys got an exciting lineup.
Yeah. Hi. And I guess
Michael,
go ahead, Amy.
Michael, anytime you want to come back on, just give us a ring or shoot us an email, and we'll have you back on. You want
yeah,
to
it was wonderful. Talking to you today.
It was great talking to you guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right.
We'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
All right, I'm going to send us out with our True Blood theme song. We will see you on Tuesday for Twilight Hour.
All right. Bye, Gina. Bye.
Bye.